Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. I just saw a video clip of a white shark leaping out of the water, and the commentator said that the white shark jumped. There's a difference between leaping, breaching, and jumping when it comes to sharks, and I'd like to get into it a bit during this podcast. So it's not semantics that I like to talk about the actual behavior, but we have to be sure we understand that sometimes sharks actually want to leave the water, and on the other hand, they just don't stop at the surface. So we have two different mechanisms. One, again, is not stopping at the surface, and the other is actually leaping out of the water because there is either something in the air, like a bird, that the shark wants to get, or more frequently, the shark likes to dislodge something on its skin, which is accomplished when the body falls back onto the surface with the irritated area first. Let's get into this not stopping at the surface for a bit. This is what we normally see when a white shark goes after a seal that swims at the surface. Since a shark needs power to stun the prey, it just accelerates towards the surface and rams the seal. Due to the power of acceleration, the momentum carries the shark through the surface, and it seems that it actually leaped out of the water. But that part is just due to the momentum, and it's never the shark's intention to actually leave the water. Of course, when you look at it, it looks different. All we likely see is then a huge shark jumping out of water, but again, it's not an active part. But the funny thing is, white sharks can actively jump out of water. Well, they do. They really, on purpose, accelerate. I've seen it a few times, and it was always when they actually tried to catch some birds. Of course, there is never a video camera rolling when something like this happens, but it does. Despite that, birds, here in particular, what I'm referring to an idea, I'm referring to what I saw was a seagull. Although seagulls are not really part of their regular diet. So how come? Why would they do that? Well, maybe it's just for the fun of it. No, well, it may be. But the shark may actually try to hone some skills. For example, intercept escaping prey. So what I'm saying here is, it is known that white sharks can predict, or try to predict at least, where a leaping seal dives in again, and he jumps out of the water because, you know, he has to breathe air. And the white shark is then not following the seal as such, but tries to predict where he goes and jumps in a way that it ends on top of the seal. So it could very well be that the shark actually actively leaps out of water to really cover some distance. But it's a stretch, right? But whenever a white shark does that, it's hardly out of the water with the entire body. So I don't really think it really wants to leave the water for real, but who knows. But you know what? This interception behavior makes me curious about something. Since a white shark sees the escaping seal from below, and then keeps seeing it, at least its silhouette, through the surface. Now, wouldn't it make more sense not to leap at all, but predict the re-entry point of the seal and then direct swim towards it, but remain below the surface? In my book, such a strategy would make more sense, and I have a feeling that this actually happens more often than not. We just never had the chance so far to actually film that. So I think in due time, we're gonna see this very strategy. But okay, there is another strategy where a shark leaps out of the water without actually wanting to do so. Well, it occurs when a shark swims into a school of fish. So the shark comes from below and swims straight up. And the closer the school is to the surface, the more likely the leap will occur. Why? Because the shark swims through the school in a pivoting motion and snaps at the fish. So it will actually catch the fish. And since it then won't slow down, otherwise the fish could escape, it just rushes through the fish school and eventually penetrates the surface. And then, due to the drop in density, water, air, makes it like it leaps out of the water. Or actually it does, but it's not an active jump. Shark species use such a hunting technique But the most well-known one is the spinner shark. Spinner. Spinning. Yeah, you guessed it. So it refers to this technique where the shark actually often leaps out of the water and keeps pivoting, spinning in the air. So now let's discuss the other option where a shark indeed wants to leave the water and actively jumps. There's more or less only one reason why this happens. It's irritation. A shark can get irritated by shark suckers and parasites. They are sometimes on sensitive areas, attached to sensitive areas, or hydrodynamic sensitive areas. Basically, I'm talking about like the base of the pectoral fins and these things. So the shark then tries to fall back with the irritated area first to dislocate the irritant. In the case of parasites, it can be assumed the technique to be fairly successful since those parasites won't move when a shark gets vertical. So they don't predict, okay, the shark is now in a vertical position now, he wants to dislocate whatever is attached. So there, it's a fair guess. But the technique is probably less successful when doing it because of the shark suckers. I noticed this when seeing such a jump from below a few times. The shark suckers always change their positions on the shark's body right below the surface, and some of them even temporarily left the shark until it fell back onto the surface. Although the change of position of a shark sucker before the shark leaps then seems not to be a success, it still is, since the shark wanted to force the shark sucker dislodge in the first place from an irritating spot, and that occurred, albeit not because of the leap as such. So there is a last question that I like to tackle. Could it be possible? I already mentioned that with white sharks, that a shark jumps out of water for the sake of play. Play behavior. Considering that play exists among sharks, it could be possible that a shark may simulate how to go after a school of fish that hovers below the surface, and so as a result performs an upward swimming and spinning pattern, including the leap. It hones its skills for when it really has to use it. So is it possible? Yes, no? I think yes. We should never forget that sharks are not primitive instinct-driven hunting machines, but rather intelligent creatures who can run into situations that need adaptation or honing skills. So from a play behavior viewpoint, it would be the right answer, that it actually happens. Okay, I hope you get now an idea what jump, breach, leaping out of the water means. So, next time you see a shark that jumps out of the water, try to determine what it really is. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.